clear air station and what, or clear air base. That air base is an air base that, at that time, they kept a watch on Russia with their radar system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. It's close, isn't it?
Well, it's not very far.
It's not a point of entry. Were you, you mentioned you were born in Canyon City. Were you born in the hospital, or were you born in
Gee,
home?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I couldn't tell you. I was there, I'm sure, but that part I don't know.
Do you think back in that time, were all your children born in hospital? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Every one of them.
But do you think back in your time, people were born in hospitals more or less? Or?
No. When I was a child, in the village we lived in New Mexico, my mother was kind of the midwife for the village.
Oh, really?
And people just didn't, well, we lived 35 miles from the closest doctor.
Yeah.
And in those days, the only way to commute to that doctor was a horse and wagon.
Yeah, and the roads probably weren't that great either.
Well, they were, I guess they thought they were fair for those days, but and my mother delivered a lot of babies.
Do you remember her being called anything besides a midwife because of that, like a granny or anything like that?
No, she was just, the Spanish people called her the good lady.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. Madre bueno.
What is it?
Madre bueno. Good mother.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Is there a place in this area to check out books? Do you know?
The Carnegie Public Library.
Is there one right? Oh, yeah, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's not much like that up here.
No, you wouldn't find anything like that here.
Okay. I want to ask you about, really what I want to ask you about is houses growing up, and I guess you probably lived in a few of them. I'm trying to get a sense of what, maybe houses that you know around in this area more than anything, what houses are like, you know, like what they're made out of and things like that. I'm really interested in.
Well, to give you an insight of the first house that I remember, I lived in a house that was adobe and rock,
mm-hmm.
the flat roof, cactus growing on the roof,
mm-hmm.
dirt floors. My mother sprinkled the floor and swept it with a broom.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little fireplace in the corner of each room. Oh. It was an L-shaped house.
Okay.
And that was down. That was in New Mexico.
Right.
I can remember. I was about 3 years old. I can remember that house vividly.
Yeah, it sounds like interesting. You said it was cactus on the roof.
Well, I'm just saying cactus and weeds. Well, they had dirt on the roof.
Yeah.
See, they would. They would put rough hewn boards as a ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, the flour sacks used to come in 100 pounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, the flour used to come in 100 pound sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And people would take them home. They would try. I can remember them trying to pick out pretty prints on those flour sacks. Well, they'd empty the sacks, they'd launder the sacks,
mm-hmm.
and in between the logs that were the rafters,
mm-hmm.
they would nail those sacks to keep the dirt from sifting through. That was their ceilings.
That's good. Are those called, what are the flour sacks? Or?
Well, they were just cotton muslin flour sacks.
So those weren't called gunny sacks?
Anymore. Oh, no, gunny sacks are burlap.
Okay.
No, they didn't use burlap. They were real cotton sacks.
Okay.
And then from there, of course, everybody didn't live in a house like that. We just happened to live in one. Then it went from there to houses with